Tucker Carlson, Ray Epps lied to January 6 committee about when he left Capitol. By Wendell Hasebo on March 7, 2023. Mysterious January 6 figure Ray Epps lied to the January 6 committee about when he left the Capitol grounds on the day of the riot, Fox News's Tucker Carlson argued Monday. Carlson, releasing never-seen video footage from January 6, 2021, alleged that Epps misled the January 6 committee in a sworn testimony. Carlson claimed to have Epps's text messages that he sent to a relative about leaving the Capitol grounds later than he disclosed to the committee. Under public pressure, the January 6 committee finally interviewed Ray Epps. He told the committee he never entered the Capitol and therefore never committed a crime, Carlson explained. In text messages showed that at 2:12 p.m., he boasted to his nephew that he had orchestrated the protest at the Capitol. He admitted he helped get people there, Carlson said. Tonight, we can tell you that at the very least Ray Epps lied in his sworn testimony to the January 6 committee. Epps testified that when he sent the text messages to his nephew, he had already left the Capitol grounds to return to his hotel room. That is not true. The surveillance footage we found that shows in fact Ray Epps remained at the Capitol for at least another half an hour, Carlson said, allegedly displaying the video proof. What was Epps doing? We cannot say, but we do know that he lied to investigators. The January 6 committee likely knew this too. Democrats had access to the same tape, yet they defended Ray Epps. Tucker noted his video shows Epps encouraging protesters outside the Capitol building to enter. We do know from the contemporaneous video that a mysterious figure called Ray Epps encouraged the crowd to go into the Capitol. For some reason Epps has never been indicted for that, Carlson said. There is no question he did it. Carlson has also released footage that allegedly debunks the committee's claim that Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, had run away from the Capitol in fear, and that refuted allegations that Representative Barry Loudermilk, RGA, had guided some rioters on a reconnaissance tour. Carlson also appeared to allege Democrats knew that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick had not been murdered during the riot but mislead the public about his death. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.